Parents who don't pay child support can cause some big problems, straining family budgets and tying up state courts. One Ohio judge came up with a unique solution, but there's a teensy problem. It might violate the U.S. Constitution. NPR's Janet Babin reports.
Sean Talty has fathered seven kids with five women. But for three of his children, he failed to pay child support, and that's a felony in Ohio. He could have gone to jail, but he got off after the judge in the case set one condition, described here by Talty's lawyer, Jadine Caro.
The condition was that my client make all reasonable efforts to avoid conceiving a child.
Caro appealed, but that court upheld the judge's original determination. So attorney Caro sought a review from the state Supreme Court, which heard the case this week. Caro argued that the condition was unreasonable, that bearing children is a fundamental right.
Once government begins to impinge upon that right, it destroys that right. No matter how it was crafted, it was an unconstitutional condition.
In the courtroom, Ohio Supreme Court Justice Evelyn Stratton told Caro that the condition of probation seemed far better for his client than the alternative, considering his crime.
This act that this man is doing directly harms another human being. Do we weigh that in at all into the constitutional picture?
The local prosecutor in the case, James Bennett, argued that the ruling should stand, that the lower court's condition was a constitutional attempt to rehabilitate the man.
As well as at the same time protect both the current victims, which are his children, as well as any future victims he would have, wherein you have an offender who is willfully fathering children and then abandoning them.
But fooling around with reproductive rights goes beyond anything reasonable or moral. That's according to Tom Williamson with the National Coalition of Free Men.
I'm up against the wall where I know that the sentiment is going to be, make this man pay at any price, at any cost. Do we now go to castration if somebody's having too many children? I mean, where do you draw the line? I mean, if you can't get the man to pay, you can't get him to pay.
According to the latest data from the U.S. Census Bureau, more than 6 million women applied for child support in 2001, but one quarter of them never received any payments. Attorney Suzanne Goldberg directs the Women's Rights Litigation Clinic at Rutgers Law School in Newark, New Jersey. She calls fathers who don't pay child support a huge problem.
As many of us argue frequently, it is the kids who are the worst losers in all of this. At the same time, the Constitution provides very strong protection for people's freedom to procreate without government interference.
Goldberg says the Ohio ruling also undermines the tradition of protecting consensual sex. She cites last year's ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court that struck down a Texas law that forbids sodomy.
It recognized that as adults, we have a certain sphere of liberty that the state cannot go into. The state cannot come into our bedrooms and tell us what sort of consensual sexual conduct we can have with another person.
But Judge James Kimbler, who decided Talty's case, says that when he issued his original ruling, the Supreme Court hadn't yet decided on the Texas sodomy case. Judge Kimbler also points out that a similar determination in another state still stands.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court had a case in front of it where a trial judge had given an 8-year prison sentence but suspended it on the condition that the defendant not impregnate any other women unless he could demonstrate to the court that he could support those women before they were impregnated.
The Wisconsin case was appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, but the justices refused to hear the case. A decision on Talty's case from Ohio's High Court is expected in the fall. For Day to Day, I'm Janet Babin.